When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Robert Half. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you are feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio, that moment every couple of weeks where we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It is The Hidden Side of Everything. Dubner, how are you?
Thank you for holding. Stephen Dubner is currently assisting other radio hosts.
All right, first of all, you're
two-timing. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
All right, come on.
Hello, Kai?
Yes,
Kai, yes, I am sorry for that inconvenience. I really do appreciate your patience. How can I help you
well,
today?
Well, one, you can answer the doggone phone when I call, but what's your stick this week?
Well, Kai, as you may have guessed, our topic today is about customer service, how we are treated when we have some kind of, retail
You, by
experience.
The way, you give lousy customer service. Can we just say that right up front?
I am working on it. Thanks for the feedback.
Okay.
I do appreciate that. We started by asking our blog readers about their experiences with customer service, good or bad, mostly bad. Here's Eric Jones, a guy who found himself in one of those ridiculously long lines at the phone company.
And remembering my life as a hippie in the 60s, I decided that the right way to do this, instead of throwing the phone display through the store window, was to simply lay down on the floor. And I did that, and I was astonished how well it worked.
Occupy Ma Bell, right?
That's exactly right. Now, it's no dream scenario on the other side of the counter, as we know as well. So here's Jamie Krauthammel, who worked at a phone store in Charleston, South Carolina. She had to tell a customer that he couldn't return a bag of crushed phone parts.
He pushed back from the table and pushed his stool out from under him and slammed his fist on the table and just started cursing. And then he threw the phone at me.
Yeah, people never cease to amaze me. But here's the thing about retail, right? I mean, it's all about low-wage jobs in pursuit of low-cost products that Americans buy until they don't want to buy them anymore, right?
That is the conventional wisdom.
Yes.
But this wisdom may not be so wise, it turns out. All right. So Zeynep Ton teaches management at MIT's Sloan School. And she did a study that looked at successful low-cost retailers like Costco, Trader Joe's, the Quick Trip convenience stores.
Yeah.
And what she found is that these companies spent more on labor than their competitors, with higher wages and more money for training. And these companies were more profitable.
If you pay your employees more, you attract a better group of employees and you retain them longer.
Connect the dots for me here. If you pay people more, you make more money. How does that work?
Retail isn't necessarily a complicated enterprise, but there's a lot of room for things to go wrong when you hire the cheapest possible employees.
When a retailer doesn't invest in his people, then execution at the store suffer. You often find products in the wrong locations, promotions not carried out on time or at all, or mistakes at the checkout. So these operational problems, what was surprising to me was how frequent these problems and how expensive these problems were.
All right. Well, Dubner, help me out here. If spending more money on labor is good for a company's bottom line, why aren't more companies doing it?
Well, because most retailers think of labor as purely a cost as opposed to a way to make more money.
Right,
okay. And if you're trying to control costs, which every business is trying to do, one thing about cutting costs is that you immediately see it as a benefit to your bottom line, whereas investing more on employees, well, that doesn't pay off until later.
All right, let me ask you my customer service bugaboo. You know, you walk into a store, usually it's clothing, but it could be anything, and you're like accosted by, man, I'll help you and this and that. And I'm like, man, I just want to look around, right?
Yeah, well, I've got good news for you. That doesn't really seem to work. So a recent survey of 75,000 people found that customers don't really care about all those niceties, okay? Here's Nick Toman, one of the authors of that study.
The pleases, the thank yous, the flowery language, that didn't matter so much. Making things simply easy for customers, getting a question answered, returning an item, making the burden as low as we can on the customer results in the greatest initial economic benefit for the company itself.
Now, Kai, let me add what I think is the most important point, okay? Right. What you really want to do for retail is, Kai, I'm going to have to get back to you. Just hold on.
Don't you get, you know what? First of all, I don't like this music very much.
Thank you for waiting. Your call is very important
to
us.
No, it's not.
Stephen Dubner will be with you in just a moment.
No, he won't.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Stephen Dubner, Freakonomics.com is the website. He may or may not be back in a couple of weeks, depending on, you know, customer service.
Coming up next week, another full-length podcast called Riding the Herd Mentality. It's about how we all respond to peer pressure, for better or worse, and how to use guilt and shame to improve the world, with stories from Bogota, Colombia, West Texas, and the Petrified Forest National Park. And also, before we let you go, Freakonomics Radio needs your vote. We've been nominated as one of the top edutainment podcasts on iTunes. Now, I'll warn you, the competition is very stiff. We're up against Radiolab, which would probably get my vote, to be honest, and the TED Talks podcast. But if you're feeling charitable, you can go to the iTunes Facebook page and cast your vote for Freakonomics Radio or whatever else your conscience tells you. Thank you very much.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.